Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Configuring TX Series IP/IC Connections on Version 7.1.01. Today's presenter is Kevin Sager. Kevin has been a TX Series support engineer since 1998. He is primarily responsible for working with customers to help resolve issues with the TX Series TX product. Over the years, Kevin has made other presentations with WebSphere Support Technical Exchange and at Impact. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Kevin.
Thank you, Joseph. Today we will be seeing how to establish a basic IPIC connection between TX Series regions and between TX Series and the CICS transaction gateway. There's a lot of other additional functionality to cover, but in the interest of time, this presentation will be restricted to the basics. For now, we want to get this new protocol out in front of you and show you what it does. Additional presentations will follow, but we'll go in depth into the use of SSL to encrypt the messages on the wire and making connections to the CICS transaction server regions. First, we will understand what the protocol is and learn more about how it functions and the limits it has currently. After that, we will move on to making connections along with how to test and verify connections that are working. Let's move on to slide 3, please. This new protocol is in the beginning stages of being incorporated into the CICS family. It is pronounced IPIC, not IPIC. It is a TCP/IP-based protocol positioned to replace all the other protocols over time. It is much like the existing InterSystem Connect, ISC, protocol, but geared for native TCP. Move on to slide 4, please. This information may look familiar. It was presented previously in a CICS Transaction Gateway version 7.1 IPIC overview by Pete Master. The slide lays out the reasons why a new strategic direction was taken by the CICS family. This is moving all different communication methods to one. Over time, all the functions of all the other protocols CICS uses will be found in IPIC. SNA skill shortage. Knowledgeable people in this area are becoming harder to find. SNA training is a long process that many companies cannot afford at this point in time. Cost of infrastructure. SNA-based equipment is more expensive per connection, and expanding the network is not as simple as compared to IP, and becoming increasingly more complex as the network grows. Standardization. IPIC is a fully IP-compatible protocol. Is this not a tunneling of the existing SNA protocol? This commitment has a bigger impact on CICS transaction server than it does on TX Series, since IP protocols are default on the TX Series platforms. IPIC made its debut with TX Series Transaction Server 3.2. The first step of the new protocol offers distributed program linking, DPL, support, along with ECI support. The Transaction Gateway then offered J2EE connector architecture support, making it possible for CICS Transaction Gateway to establish ECI connections using the IPIC protocol. Over time, the EXCI interface will be replaced by IPIC. For those that may not know, it is used between CICS transaction server regions and between the CICS transaction gateway and the CICS transaction server regions. Okay, moving on to slide 5. The protocol fully supports channels and containers. For TX series, all the existing protocols support channels and containers between TX series regions. So not a big improvement there. The real limitation was doing channels and containers with transaction gateway and with transaction server. It was not happening on previous protocols. With the iTech protocol, TX series programs can establish channels and flow containers to all other CICS family members. This is a major improvement for connectivity between the CICS family members. Currently, there's no sync level 2 support on iTech, only 0 and 1. If you're dependent on sync level 2, keep with your existing protocol until sync level 2 is added as a feature. The benefit when sync level 2 is added will be a consistent full sync level 2 interface between all CICS products. The next bullet point, you will see the products and software levels where iPIC is implemented currently. Secured socket layers is another highly requested feature that was added with iPIC on all the protocols. The SSL security is an important improvement for encrypting communications over the web. Moving on to slide 6. Functionality. CICS Transaction Server 3.2 initially came out with DPL over iPIC. So TX Series followed suit and implemented DPL over iPIC as its initial offering in version 7.1. Transaction Server 4.1 just added support for transaction routing and asynchronous processing. This is functionality that TX Series will be looking at to add in the future. As mentioned earlier, the complete set of functionality will be added over time, making iPIC the protocol of choice. Moving on to slide 7. SSL security. The use of SSL certificates is implemented with iPIC. SSL is fully functional and works with any of the iPIC partners. The GFKit package provides the SSL functionality on distributed platforms and is utilized by TX Series. This makes the GFKit package a requirement when using SSL authentication. As provided in the past, the required level of GFKit is included on the TX Series installation CDs. And moving on to slide 8, configuration between TX Series regions. For iPIC, both an LD and a CD are required in the region making the connection, and only an LD is needed in the target region. CD is a connection definition, and the LD is a listener definition. This picture shows requests are created on the primary region, flowed over to the target region, and when the program in the target region finishes the request, the reply is flowed back to the primary region. Various error messages will be displayed when the SANSI files are not configured correctly, so keep an eye on the console log when making these changes. You will find it refreshing to see the messages are actually descriptive of the problem encountered. The iPIC connection between the regions is dynamic, meaning the connections are not established until the first DPL request is attempted. This is important to know when first configuring a connection. You will need to use a test program to verify the connection establishes correctly. Before starting any iPIC configuration, please apply the most current fix pack to TX Series. As you would expect, bugs are found by our most adventurous customers, We are focused on correcting these issues and making these corrections available as soon as possible. As with other IP-based listeners in TX series, a port is defined for each listener in the FC security file for CICS to listen on. The biggest change with the IPIC connections is the use of local LU name and local network name parameters in the RD standbook. These are required, and the connection will fail when they are not entered. Local network name is a parameter driven from a need in CICS transaction server. Here it is called Apple ID qualifier. In TX series, the parameter is almost meaningless, but is required as part of the connection for consistency. If you do have a transaction server region, borrow the network name used there. Or if you just have TX series regions, create a name that is meaningful to your installation. Local LU name is what is referred to as the SNA local name for the region and is displayed in the message ERZ03000 4I in the console log each time the region starts. The local LU name is the functional equivalent of an Apple ID in the mainframe world. When this parameter is not supplied in the RD, it is created from the region name. The region name is truncated to 8 characters and upcased. So, if you have a lowercase region name, the local LU name will be the upcased version of that name. From a debugging perspective, it is not a good practice to let this parameter use the default. Even if you use the same value, it is best to enter it in the RD. Both of these fields are case sensitive, so beware of typos. After updating the RD, create the LD and CD following the samples on the next slides. These samples are taken from functional regions here in the lab used for testing IPIC. Okay, let's move on to slide 9. Here's the LD definition. Here you see the parameters needed for the IPIC listener named KIPIC on the primary region. Turning them into a CICS ACK command is fairly easy, as you can see here in the foil. Now let's take a look at each of the parameters that I've used. All the parameters supplied here are not all the parameters in an LD. It's just the parameters that you need to establish an IPIC connection. Resource description is a text field used for documenting the connection. Protocol. It has a new option, IPIC, which is kind of what you would expect. The TCP address is an IP address active on the system. The address has to be entered for the IPIC connection. For other protocols, it could be left blank and the active addresses would be used. The IPIC listener is constructed somewhat differently than the other listeners, which limits it to one address currently. So this is an important point to make sure that you enter the TCP address here. This is different from other places, the other listeners that you define. TCP service is set to CICS IPIC, which comes from an entry in the FC services file. That's where we defined our port. TCP process count is the number of listeners, or is the number of listener processes listening on that port. Because of the stage of development that IPIC is in, CX series, there's a limit to one listener. SNA server transport, it is set to TCP/IP. The parameters they hold over from when SNA was king and should be thought as just transport or transport type. The value here used is TCP. At the bottom of the foil here, you can see the entry made in the SE services. This is a standard CICS entry used for other protocols consisting of name, port, and protocol. So, as you can see, the name here, CICS IPIC, is used in the TCP service parameter of the LD. So when all said and done, the listener will be listening on address 9.38.208.120 and port 22222. An LD is also needed for the target region. This definition is basically the same as the one described here. You just need to use a different port number. Okay, moving on to page 10. Okay, here we have the CD definition. On this foil, the parameters for the CD are covered. Here we see a CD named KPC3 set to the connected region KEVIPIC3. Going over the parameters, resource description is a text field used for documenting the connection. Connection type is set to the IPIC protocol. This is a new value, not previously used. Remote LU name is the value set for the LU name in the RD of the region that you are connecting to. So that would be the name in the local, in the target region. Remote network name is the value set for local network name in the RD of the region you are connecting to. Again, that would be the target region. In this example, these two parameters are required. Now, in our manual on the web, you will find that this is optional. These two are optional. On my testing, I found that they are required, and they will give you errors when they are not supplied. Moving on to listener name, it is the name of the listener the CD is paired with in this region. So this is a CD definition for the primary region. So we need to use the name of the LD in the primary region. This is a little different here from previous configurations. Remote TCP address is the address of the system to be connected to. In this example, the two regions are on the same system. Thus, the same address is used. So, both these regions are sitting on the same box, and they're both using the IP number of 9.38.208.120. Remote TCP port. This is the port number used by the listener on the target region. So, when you created the LD in the target region, you needed entry in the SE services. And in my configuration, I upped the number by 1, making it 22223. Receive count and send count. By default, these are both set to 10. These are session values much like what is used in the LU6.2 connection. They can be adjusted for traffic loads and the number of CICSASs or application servers in the region. So your receive count and send count are much like the number of sessions you get between the two regions. So if you have 100 ASs in both of the regions, your receive count should be bumped up to at least 100, so each application server could talk to another application server on the target region. Now, if you wanted to expand this example and initiate DPL requests from both the target region and the primary region, finally a CD entry will need to be added to the target region. That way you can initiate DPL requests from both regions. Okay, moving on to slide 11. Okay, here we are going over testing the region-to-region connection. Testing the connection is important to check for the errors at the time the connection is established. Remember, the connection is dynamic and does not establish when the regions are started. The CRTE program, normally used to test the connections, uses transaction routing as its transport, which is not supported with IPIC currently. So using the CRTE isn't going to get you a good test, as this will come back with a failure. Therefore, other test programs are needed to generate a DPL request between the two regions. Apply with TX Series software are two programs called CICS Ping and CICS Pong. These are located in the samples directory under Ping. In this directory is a makefile and the instructions for your installation using the programs. Once installed, you can generate a DPL request with the Ping transaction. Here's the Ping transaction that I used in my test. It runs a DPL request on connection KPC3. And you can relate that KPC3 back to the CD definition that you defined in the primary region. So what happened is when we signed on to the primary region, we ran the Ping transaction, Ping KPC3 DPL, telling it to make a DPL request. If the request flowed over to the target region, there the CICS Pong program replied and sent the information back to the CICS Ping transaction, and then it's displayed on your screen. Okay, now after running the test, review the console log for messages related to the connection. When successful, you will find the message ERZ127008I in both regions, indicating the listener CICS PC has started on the port. And in the target region, you will find the message ERZ127035I and ERZ127208I, stating the connection from the client was generated. Additional dots is present in the information center for the programs and defining the connections. Okay, moving on to slide 12. Here we'll go over configuring a connection with CICS Transaction Gateway. Now let's take a look to see how to connect a Transaction Gateway from TX Series, or to TX Series from Transaction Gateway. Both the LU name, the local LU name, and the local network name are needed in the RD, as you had for the region-to-region connections. So you can refer back to the other previous slide on setting the LU and local network name. Only an LD listener is needed when a CICS transaction gateway connects to TX Series. You do not need a CD definition here. Same listener definition can be used without any changes from the previous example. Once you have created an LD and changed the RD, a cold start to region. Over in the transaction gateway, a server entry is needed to locate the region. On the next foil, we will take a deeper look at the details for it. Then after the entry is added to the transaction gateway, it will need restarted to pick up the new server definition. Okay, moving on to slide 13, we have the CTG server entry. Now this is the complete server definition. This is actually cut and paste out of my CTG inning that I use. The configuration used here is the standard remote mode of the transaction gateway. Remote mode is when both the gateway and the client processes are running on the system. Here this CTG.ini entry is used to establish a connection. It is quite standard. That's going over the different definitions here. The IPIC server defines the name of the server entry. So when you start the connection, this is the name that you'll see or use. The server idle timeout, connection timeout, and TCP keep it live were all allowed to take the defaults. In your installation, they can be adjusted as needed. The host name is the IP address of the system hosting PX series. So here you see it's 9.38.208.120 as we defined in the LD and CD entries previously. Port is the port assigned to the IPIC listener we reviewed earlier. This is the port defined for the primary region. Send sessions. This defaults to 100. The parameter is the number of concurrent requests that can be sent to the region from your client. It is tunable depending upon how many connections you need to send up to CICS. Apple ID. This matches the local LU name in the RD stanza. And the CICS Apple ID qualifier is matched to the local network name in the RD. A failure will happen when either of these two fail to match what's defined in the CICS region. Spelling and case do matter. Let's review local mode here for a couple of minutes. Local mode is when a Java program uses the CICS transaction gateway connectors to talk to the CICS region directly instead of using the transaction gateway process. The CTGNE will still have to be configured on the system running the Java program. Two parameters are supplied to the Java program, which are then used by the connectors. The information supplied with the CTG Apple ID and the CTG Apple ID qualifier options there when you start the Java program. These allow the connectors to find the server entry in the CTG any. This is how a Java program would be started using the configuration described here. As you can see, I supplied the Apple ID of AEV IPIC and the Apple IP qualifier of CICS PPT. Basically, the connector finds the any file on the system you're using, matches the two parameters up, and then uses the information defined here to make the connection. Okay, moving on to slide 14. Okay, now we have to test the connection between the transaction gateway and the region. Testing connection is straightforward. Use the program supplied by the transaction gateway in its sample directory. For client side, you can use either the ECIB1 program that comes in COBOL and C languages, or you can use the newer CTG ECIB1 program, which is in C. on the server side, use the EC01 program. It will interface with all the mentioned client programs. The EC01 is in COBOL, requiring the installation of a COBOL compiler on your host region. And the PD spans will need to be added to execute the program. Details on installing and using the programs are documented in the README files with the program in the directories, in the sample directories. Once all the programs are in place, establishment of the connection can be tested. Review the ctg.log and the region console for errors. And as before, you will see the connection messages in the CICS log. Okay, moving on to page 15. Okay, in summary, we see IPEC is a new protocol targeted to become the protocol of choice for CICS. IPEC is limited to DPL currently in TX series, but will be enhanced over time to offer all the functionality of all the other protocols. Details were presented on making and verifying the connections with the supply samples, with the supply sample software that comes with the products. Okay, moving on to slide 16. Here are some additional WebSphere product resources. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages points you to webcasts and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you.
Thank you, Kevin, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Rui, we would like to open the lines for questions.
There are no questions at this time.
Thank you, Rui. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.